That day, as usual, I had the morning's mail of nearly 300 letters, of which we had only answered a quarter before the clients began arriving. In the middle of this whirl, a very striking young woman was shown in to see me.
"I've got the perfect bust bodice," she announced with a flashing smile.
I struggled to get over my astonishment at this extraordinary opening to the conversation.
"It's just what all your brides will want to have," she continued.
It dawned on me she was not a client, but was trying to sell me something, and a dreadful apprehension came over me that she was going to smother my desk with corsets just before a male visitor arrived.
"Have you got a floppy bust, Miss Oliver?"
I was speechless.
"Because if you have, you probably hide its alluring beauty in a cumbersome bust bodice. Now I've got a bust bodice that holds you firm without hiding the beauty of the feminine line. It makes you look just as attractive as if you were naked, and you have no shoulder straps and nothing to show that you have any garment on at all. Would you like to see it?"
Before I could answer, she flung open her coat. She had no blouse and no underclothes above her waist. All she was wearing were two pieces of pale pink adhesive plaster with holes in the middle. She certainly had a lovely figure and really did not need to wear a bust bodice at all. I was curious to know how the same contraption would look on someone less gracefully moulded, and was trying to picture it on several of our clients who immediately sprang to mind.
"It's very good of you to bring them along," I began, "but we really shouldn't have time." "Never mind," she pursued. "I just want you to wear one yourself, so that you can't help telling your clients about it."
And she took a couple of the bust bodices out of her handbag and flung them on my desk. I just had time to push them under the blotting paper before a very pompous elderly stockbroker was shown in to discuss his marriage.